Okay, and just Jai from Crank sitting here with Ty.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Paul from Voros. Just going to ask him a couple of questions. Sure. Cool, man. Okay, and how would you describe your music?
We are pretty hard to kind of pigeonhole to a degree. Everyone in the band listens to extremely different genres of metal. Everything from tech death to Aurorus of black metal is essentially the best way to kind of put it. So we get labelled with tech death the most, but that's not a correct way to really describe us because we're not cattle decapitation. No, but I'd probably say tech death at best, but that's not a real right way to say it. Yeah. There's groove in there. There's black metal death in there. Yeah, there's lots of, like, death is probably a good way to say it. I'd say we're just death.
Yeah, I love it, man. It's cool. How long have you guys been together and how'd you form?
Yeah, we've been together now for about 4 years, 3.5, 4 years. The band was formed out of the ashes of a band called Double Dragon that kind of existed in Australia and in Adelaide. Awesome. And three of the old members from that, which was a gentleman called Davin, another gentleman called Joshy, and our drummer, Liam, basically formed the band with another gentleman called Cam. I knew Joshy, the old bass player, from Around the Traps, and they essentially asked me to come in and try out, so I tried out. On a long enough timeline, you know, due to family commitments and basically things like that, unfortunately we've lost a few of those members.
Yep.
So now from the beginning group, it's pretty much just myself and Liam. We were the ones that kind of started the band with the other gentleman. But since then we've picked up, obviously, what I would say now is the main lineup and has been the lineup for the last, you know, 3 years now, I'd probably say.
It's unreal, man. I love this stuff, man. What bands have helped influence you guys?
Death is probably the one that we would all agree on. We're all very, 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 very big Death fans. That's kind of what we all kind of vibe on. Once again, because we all listen to very different genres of metal, to find a common band that we all agree with, that's probably the main one. But bands like Death, Decapitated, you're really classic thrash bands. I mean, we're all old school Metallica, Slayer fans. Obviously, I don't think you'd be a metalhead if you weren't.
Yep.
Entombed, At the Gates, all the way to your tech death stuff the Faceless, who didn't play here the other night, but things like the Faceless and Obscura, bands like that, pretty much.
Awesome. You guys play a lot of shows, man.
Yeah, man.
Played with some amazing Aussie bands, dude.
Definitely.
What's your summation of the Australian music scene at the moment?
Aussie metal is fucking exceptional. That's the Aussie metal scene. The Australian music scene is good in general, don't get me wrong, but the Australian metal scene is fucking amazing. I mean, we were able to play Black and the Globe up in Alice Springs, which is kind of like a showcase of Australian metal, if you will. And just absolutely blown away by the sheer level of talent that's coming out of Australia at the moment. I mean, I like to think of us as very small fish in a very big pond, because there's just so many fantastic bands coming through.
It's unreal, isn't it?
Absolutely.
What was that Black and White, dude? That was
unbelievable. I'm going to go back next year, even if we're not playing, just to hang out and drink in a pool.
Yeah, I'm going there next year.
It's fucking unreal,
my
man.
My sister went, she lives in Alice Springs, and she said it's fucking unreal.
It is so much fun. I've never had that much fun at a gig, I think, ever in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I was able to sit in a pool while drinking beers, while able to watch slam bands play. Like, I've never had that experience ever in my life, so it was fantastic.
Pretty Australian, real, all those bands. It was middle of Australia,
fucking
like
incredible, man. The gentleman who puts it on Pirate, it deserves the most amount of accolades.
He is such
an absolute champion of a man. And then all the Black Wreath, which are all the bands and all the people that are kind of associated around there with, they put so much effort into that. It was like it was such an honor to even just go up there and play that show. It was fantastic.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
How'd you go about landing
sport
gigs like this,
dude? We've been touring pretty extensively and stuff like that. And we were lucky enough that the promoter got in contact with us for Entombed a few weeks ago and essentially just asked if we would like to play. And I didn't even ask my band. I just immediately said yes because I'm a massive Entombed fan. I've been listening to them since I was about 13. So I grew up with, like, you know, Left Hand Path, Kind of Sign, you know, Wolverine Blues. So even like things like Morningstar and whatnot. But, like, so for me to be asked to, you know, does your band want to open for Entombed? It wasn't. I didn't even give it a second thought.
Yeah, man.
It was just, we'll do it and screw everyone else.
Yep, cool.
Sorry.
You're all right, man.
Yeah, good. They're downstairs, man. Go grab them and tell them to do their shit.
Okay, cool, man. I'm going to, if you had... I'm going to share a couple of songs on the page when I do it.
Yeah,
dude.
Sure.
What's to see a dead tree story? What's the behind the film clip
of
that, dude?
So I'll give you this, the theory. Well, basically the idea behind the song. The song is written about the forest at the bottom of Mount Fuji over in Japan where everyone goes to commit suicide, basically. I watched a documentary after a few jazz cigarettes one evening, and I just got really kind of in my own head about that forest. And I basically wrote a song, the lyrics anyway, I wrote a song about essentially that forest. So when we were coming to the idea to make another film clip, we didn't want to do a humorous film clip or anything like that, because let's be honest, there's nothing really light about that subject.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty fucking dark, and we wanted to do something that portrayed it.
Yeah.
So we came up with a few ideas, and we just essentially came up with what is now Sea of Dead Trees. So our management at the time, and essentially the people we usually work with to do our film clips, which is Becky and Andy Kite. They work out of a place called Against the Grain Studios.
Yeah. Yep.
They basically came out and filmed it with another good friend of ours as well called Brett Hookham.
Yep.
We spent kind of like a day out in Kaipo Forest, you know, an hour away, and did that. Mm-hmm. And then Matt, our guitarist at the time also, then had to go back and, you know, do all the filming with the actors and everything like that. But yeah, we're stoked with how it turned out.
Yeah, it was a cool film clip, man.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it, man.
Definitely. I just wish we'd stop doing 6-minute long songs for film clips, because it's fucking tiring.
It was unreal, but it would have been like good to do something serious after the Devilment. You've done Devilment before,
so
you've done
So Devilment was essentially, it was always going to be a fun little thing, but what it basically was supposed to be was us with a whole bunch of our friends from the Adelaide metal scene from different bands, and each band was going to be represented with something else. What ended up happening is we were originally going to do it at a local bar. The local bar said, unfortunately, we can't do it, so we weren't able to do that. So we had to kind of just keep going down the list until we basically had nowhere to essentially shoot it, because no one wanted to have really 80 drunk metalheads. And chugging tomato sauce. So we basically shot it in our guitarist Matthew's backyard, just in Matt's backyard. And obviously, the first few things we shot were quite good, because obviously people weren't inebriated by then.
Yep.
But by the last shoots, everyone was so drunk. So I feel really bad for, once again, Becky and Andy, who did that film clip as well, because they were so infinitely patient with our friends who were, you know, really 50 shades of fucked up by 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yep,
and they're trying to get these serious shots. You know, once again, for a funny film clip, but because they were just so inebriated, it
looked like a fun film clip to make.
It was a lot of fun. I got to kill my best friend in it, so that was pretty funny for me. Anyway,
you looked like you had a ball, man. I don't want to keep you up too much.
No, by all means, man.
To see Daddy, man. Love the album.
Thank you,
grabbed a couple of copies, man.
Yes, it did.
I wanted to give a copy away, man.
With the
website.
Yeah, dude, do it, man.
I'm just wondering, man, if you were able to get the boys to like quickly sign it or something.
If you've got a pen, man, absolutely.
I do have a pen, man. You guys working on anything new at all?
We are. We played a new song tonight.
Yep.
We
got stuck back with Entombed, dude.
You're a good man. I don't know when it will be out. I'm hoping we'll start recording by the end of the year. I don't know if it'll be out at the end of the year, though, just the way we're tracking at the moment. And our drummer's busy with like a whole bunch of other bands.
He's so busy live, too.
Yeah, exactly. So to try to find the time to muster up to get, you know, five people together to really go and write and record it, it's going to be a while. But we've probably got about 4 or 5 songs on the go at the moment, and we usually have about, you know, 9 to 10 on an album. So I would say we're about halfway there.
They took my back pen in turn, boys.
Awesome, man.
There you go, anyway, man. Cool, I think that's going to be about it, Ty.
Yeah, it's too easy, dude.
I'll send you one more thing, man. Do you think it's easier now to, like, with social media and everything, to get it out? Or?
Very much so.
Yeah.
I've been in the scene since I was like 11 or 12. Keegan, the singer from Funeral Moon, actually is the guy that got me into metal.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, cool.
He was friends with my older brother.
Yep.
And I was a young kid listening to things like Korn and things like that, because when I was 10, I didn't know anything better. And he kind of came to my house to do, you know, a homework assignment or something with my older brother. Yep. And he essentially kind of just like took one look at me and was like, nah, mate, this isn't happening. And came back upstairs with a copy of Cannibal Corpse's The Bleeding and was like, this is what you're fucking listening to. And I was like, yes, sir.
That's my Cannibal Corpse bag there, dude.
Yeah, fucking sick, man. But yeah, that's kind of what started that. So yeah. All right, give me a sec, man. I'll go get the other plebs to go sign this,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no worries. I'm going to give that away, dude.
Yeah, easy, man.
Yeah,
unfortunately, he's no longer in the band and our bass player literally
that's
just
right,
left.
Just,
so I can get the other guys to sign.
Yeah, just get whoever, man. Get the whole band, whatever, dude. Thanks for that, Ty.